Outside of Susan Holmes' house in southeastern Oklahoma, visitors are welcomed by a tiny orange cat. Inside, you're greeted by a scrappy black and brown lap dog.
Her name's Maggie May.
And an entryway lined with oxygen bottles and a machine that collects and concentrates oxygen from the air.
I take two inhalers twice a day, and I have a nebulizer I use four times a day, and I use oxygen at night. I have my rescue inhaler that if I go outside, it's in my pocket.
Holmes had asthma as a child, but she outgrew it. It came back in 2004 when she moved here to Bokoshi. This decaying town of about 500 people is flanked by pits holding hundreds of thousands of tons of coal ash. The waste comes from a 350-megawatt coal-fired power plant down the road, and it's imported by the truckload, up to 180 of them a day. Holmes says the ash blows off the trucks and out of the pits.
And when you breathe it in, it gets in your lungs, and it never comes out. It's caused a lot of problems, medical problems around here.
Coal ash does play a role in people's health.
Christina Zierold is a professor of epidemiology and population health at the University of Louisville. She has published research from a pilot study on medical problems from coal ash exposure. Zierold is doing a five-year follow-up with the National Institute for Environmental Health Sciences. The science isn't settled, but her data suggests people exposed to coal ash are more likely to have heart, lung, kidney, and other medical problems.
We can definitely say that there is a statistical difference.
People in Bokoshi have complained about the coal ash to regulators for nearly 20 years and call it an environmental disaster. But Tom Anderson with the American Coal Ash Association says pits like these are a success story because the ash that's trucked here fills in the craters of old strip mines.
That's certainly, I think, preferable than just having these materials pile up in landfills.
It's known as mine fill, which the government calls a beneficial use of coal ash.
Bulldozers are digging around the clock in Harriman, Tennessee.
Shortly before Christmas in 2008, more than a billion gallons of coal ash slurry was accidentally released from a pond operated by the Tennessee Valley Authority.
But up to 400 acres remain polluted.
The event spurred the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to consider classifying coal ash as hazardous waste and strictly control its disposal. The utility industry lobbied hard and successfully to prevent that. Today, EPA rules leave states in charge of most coal ash disposal. The Department of Interior has overseen mine filling since 2007, but has never drafted a rule. A petition by environmentalists could force Interior to introduce a rule by the end of the year. Adams with the industry group says the amount of toxic compounds in coal ash aren't high enough to be hazardous. He sympathizes with residents, but says dust can't be entirely eliminated.
But she still doesn't like anybody but me. And if you get blue jeans on, she hates blue jeans.
Back in Bokoshi, Susan Holmes says weak federal regulations and lax state enforcement have left the community exposed. The EPA and Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality have reprimanded the pit operator several times over the years, but generally, officials say the mine-filling operation is above board.
It's always somebody else's problem. And as you make your phone calls, is they throw you to the next one, but nobody ever has an answer.
A class action lawsuit brought by residents was dismissed. Some are considering legal action on their own. Holmes says everyone is tired of filing complaints and trying to convince people coal ash is contributing to their health problems. But the Oklahoma State Department of Health recently decided to investigate cancer rates in Bokoshi. The findings should be released this fall. For State Impact, in partnership with the Center for Public Integrity, I'm Joe Wirtz.